HKX Mobile. I'll be back in just a second, just getting down here. I'll be back in a second, N4AZE.
4HK.
N4AZE.
Hope you had a good day yesterday and having a good start this morning.
Okay, getting a good start, moving around now. We'll do again, wait on the window guys to get here and continue.
Today.
They didn't start real early. I think they start around between 9 and 10. They come from Seneca. So, yeah, but they do work a while, you know.
Yeah, things like that. Typically, they got to go get all their loadout gear from the shop and get everything warmed up. And don't want to start too early because then people get to fussing because you're too early. It's a hard thing to figure that out. I used to do plumbing repair for my uncle right out of high school, and that was always an issue because we started work at 7 o'clock. But if you went to somebody's house at 7 o'clock to do plumbing repair for a leaky faucet, they might not like you so much.
I guess that's how they operate. Plus, they're coming from Seneca, so it gives them a little time. And you know, I don't guess they're rushed, but yeah, they brought a bunch of stuff here. They got their truck and trailer and all that here. They left all that, you know, and left all the windows and everything. But yeah, Vicky's really loving it. So, you know, she loves it. I'm happy.
That's good to hear.
Really good. You know, we've had these windows. We built this house 30-something years ago. And you got in the original windows, right?
Them windows that, you know, they tend to hang around and need updating every now and then.
Yes, I'm 72, and well, Vicky's younger than me, but it's the last one I know I'll ever do.
Never. You could be around another 30.
As you mentioned, Vicky's talking about we may do the beach house windows. Those are older windows too.
That I know Eddie, W4NTQ, he'll come on here every now and then, and he turned 100 in October. So it can happen.
Okay. Again.
That's something to get you thinking in the morning, isn't it?
My grandparents all lived to 100, so that's not out of the question. I don't want to be here that long, because I probably won't be moved. I'll be stuck in a nursing home somewhere.
Nobody'd want you around?
If they're inheritance, they'll deem me unqualified to make decisions for myself.
Surely they wouldn't do that this quick.
You know, they when I get something or do like these windows, they said, how much those windows? And I told them, they said, golly, y'all, why y'all doing that? And I said, well, it don't cost us a dime. How you figure? I said, well, it's coming out of y'all's inheritance. Y'all paying for it.
FW Mobile. Again. And, we got the blue light special down here this morning. He got him three of them. Go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
290, that light after the church, there's a really slick spot in the left lane. I don't know, somebody must have spilled water or something.
Morning, Kenny.
Heads up, Ken. I'll keep my eyes open for it. But I'm typically not in the left lane, so I don't have too much to worry about.
That ain't the day, ain't it?
Please talk.
Yeah.
You know, when you come through that first light, it changes, and then you're in the left lane unless you move over.
Move over to the right lane through there, because I'm making a right-hand turn down there anyway, so I typically try to stay in that right lane unless I'm going around somebody, or like right now, I'm getting ready to make a left-hand turn. But getting people to let me over so I can make those left-hand turns tends to be a challenge. Sometimes I have to get in the left lane way early.
Yeah, they'll move.
But the police tend to get involved, and they tend to whine and cry and try to sue you over that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, today's society.
The lady that towed my last dual truck, it wasn't her car. She run a stop sign. And after everything was said and done and her insurance come done paid out, they come back and tried to sue me.
You can't shoot anybody in your own house if they break in on you. I mean, you can, but time you get done with the lawyers and everything, you're going to spend over $100,000 just proving yourself innocent.
The society we live in now.
I shouldn't have said prove. It's going through the government cycle and the lawyers and all, even though you are innocent. World.
Lawyers that are the problem. It's the corrupt human nature.
Agrees. Patrick.
Yes, it is. And tomorrow is breakfast day with my son. So be up early again anyway.
Hey, David hadn't heard them in a couple of days.
Yesterday morning, I believe. And then Ed, he's got some medical issues that he's taking care of, but last I heard, he is getting better and doing well.
Getting better. I didn't know he had anything like that. He'll be back on the radio soon?
I'll be back on the radio, but I've been in communication with his wife.
Asking about him, and I hope he's doing good and get on back.
Pass the message along. Go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
See, but he didn't respond. I figured he probably didn't have his phone down there. KN4TFW.
My text, it took Carol about 48 hours to get back to me. So either they got a lot going on or they just don't have the phone with them.
And I go up to the house and don't want to leave my phone down here. Didn't think about it.
Days when you didn't have one you needed to carry with you.
You could find one everywhere on the side of the road. Hadn't seen one of those in a long time.
Been on a wall that somebody put up like a man cave kind of thing.
Actually saw one in a, it was a rest stop in West Virginia when we were coming through there late last year. And there was actually two of them hanging on the wall.
Of a phone booth. About doubled, I think.
Sorry, go ahead, dude.
I was thinking of phone booths. You know, you see them at corners and things.
Ken, did you go over there and touch them and see if they still work?
They still work, although not many people carry change with them anymore, right?
With phone booths, you know, you can start anywhere. If you need to make a call, you stop and put a dime in. They call local, you know.
Phone booths. Until I was 25, my son was born, there were phone booths up around the house still.
Remember the number you wanted to call, or you had a little black book you kept in your billfold, right?
But they stole the phone books.
What was all over them, one or the other.
Well, that's when it wasn't safe to pick up a hitchhiker. Hitchhikers.
To pick you up, KN4TFW.
And now it's not safe for the hitchhikers.
Missed the good old days of simplicity. Didn't have the radio tracking collar or rectangle of death, whichever you want to call it. But it was just a much simpler time, that's for sure.
You watch Andy Griffith.
But I didn't watch it much.
Willoughby. Anybody remember that one?
Maybe, but I can't place it.
It was, he was under a high-pressure job, and he just couldn't take it anymore, and he was on a train, and it stops at Willoughby for a minute, and he finally, eventually, at the end, gets off, and it's just a little country town like Mayberry.
Remember it. As far out. There must be 25 or 30 of them coming out of Lyman. It's almost like something's wrong with 85, but...
It'll show live stream of 85. KH monitoring.
Marshall, hope you're having a good start to your day. KO4HGAX here.
Good morning, Marshall. KN4KFW.
Good morning, Marshall. N4AZ. Good morning, guys. A little late start, but so far so good. Just come in, check the weather, bring up the two radios, and now I got to go back and get me a coffee.
Got to have that go-go juice in the morning, right?
Helps.
They're talking about maybe some winter weather along about Wednesday next week, so don't you be hogging it all if it materializes.
You can have all of it. I still got plenty laying around. Had to stop last night and put 4x4 hubs in the excursion because I broke one. Tuesday night going in.
Decide if it's going to materialize or not.
Try out my generator and test my new winders.
We're freezing rain Friday and Saturday at the house.
Today morning, we're going to ride up to Cary since I'm off on Monday.
Susan's mom again.
She's like 82, 83, and she's getting ready to start doing dialysis and that. Her health's not real good, so this might be the last year, so we're trying to spend some time.
I mean, you spend all of it you can. I'd give anything to have mine back.
On that, it'd probably be real bad on Susan's sister because she's always lived with her mom.
My original family.
Here. Well, my dad's still alive, but he doesn't talk to me, so I don't know. But mom and my stepdad and my younger brother are all gone.
What you mean it's sad?
Good morning, gentlemen. KO4MUF.
Morning, Jody. Hope you're having a good start to your day. KO4HGX here.
Morning, Jody. KN4GFW.
It's a good start for the day, but good morning to the group.
Not cheerful.
I don't know about all that, but I'm good, so that's the big thing. I got a job and got my health.
Good. To have the job.
Being halfway there is a good thing, too.
People are making nowadays. I've thought about going back to work.
Honey, so you know I ain't making much.
I know some broke, but everybody thinks I'm rich.
Well, to having your own business, right?
All you do is work to pay bills.
And you take it home with you. But it says I had to do stuff at home that I couldn't get done at work.
That's for sure.
Quick on the trigger when you go to talk. Give your mic a second, because you're cutting your first part of your sentences off.
About that?
What kind of project you got going for today?
Putting them 72s in yesterday and started backfilling everything, and now we got everything pretty close to where it needs to be. So I'll finish up the shoulders today, then start on the rock work and try to get it ready to pave.
Now, from the storm or just a general replacement that was scheduled?
No, it was a washout from the storm. That storm took that road out, and we just had it. It was an old pipe, 72 inch with 4 foot joints. So we took that out and put a new one back in.
That's the one you sent the picture of last week still.
Yes, sir. You assumed right.
That you just got to be careful with assuming, you know what that gets you.
Sometimes in trouble.
To do it, right?
You do have to make quite a few assumptions throughout the day, or at least I do.
I hadn't seen anything on 85 yet.
In my map or anything, it's just, I don't know, just the last couple of days, just the traffic just seems to be heavier than normal for some reason. People that can't work from home anymore.
And that's the Trump effect.
You know, he was going to do away with some of the dyes and some of the, you know, colorants and additives in food, and they're already getting rid of that red number 3.
They'd already got rid of that years ago. They didn't. Changed it to something else. Weather for just a
go into the store and use the facilities, and I'll be back shortly, gentlemen. KO4H Kicks.
Yeah, see, they got the left lane closed up here to 78.
Just waiting on the weather. You know how they do. They're going to go right back to commercials, and they're going to tell you about the weather in a minute.
He's like mid-50s today.
Good outside day, then.
I don't think it's going to get that till like 4 or 5 o'clock, ain't it?
Day. Unless, you know, sometimes they say it'll be, you know, in the 50s, but then the sun doesn't come out till 3 o'clock.
It only lasts about an hour, 30 minutes, maybe.
Like, it's supposed to be cold next week. I saw some of the lows in Greenville was like in the teens.
A little bit chilly.
They're saying in the mid-50s today for Greenville.
We're doing that pipe. It's in the bottom of a road. And, well, the sun don't never really get to you. And it don't never really get warm.
Got ice all over in the shaded areas.
The snow sitting down there.
Shaded areas.
About if that storm hits like that and we do get snow, then it's gonna affect us for like 2 days.
About the snow that next week, yeah, they were saying.
European model and the GFS model and everything, and it was like they didn't have any confidence in either one, but one was showing 4 inches, the other was showing almost 10.
Week.
Wednesday, but or Tuesday night, but the Weather Channel isn't, you know, when I looked earlier in the week, it said snow, but now it doesn't say anything.
Far out for them to figure out where it's going to go or how it's going to go.
Praise Eddie.
You will.
KN4 TFW.
Bitch. Somebody's got their coffee.
It's Kex. I'm back, gentlemen.
You must have stopped at the QT.
Even here this time of day, it's not too busy, and it's in the direction I'm going. It's easy to get in and out.
Of the day, that thing's a disaster.
Any other time of the day, it is an absolute have to.
Go today, Patrick.
We're here in Greer Taylor sectional way in Hampton. With the concrete trucks down here dumping concrete when they're stopped at a red light.
Are they overloaded or they got the barrel going the wrong way?
Common. I see it all the time. And then nobody cleans it up.
They're bumping the road.
Outlast the road.
If that's on the road, it don't seem like it'll ever break loose.
The time you ever see concrete not break loose. Because, I mean, I'd never seen that until I started the tour out down here. So I'm just like, what is the deal?
I'm surprised they're pouring concrete this time of day. Well, not really this time of day, but, you know, this colder weather.
Couple yesterday, pumping concrete.
I'll give it plenty of time to cure.
Antifreeze in it. Antifreeze. So it keeps it from freezing.
Calcium chloride.
stuff they put in, what is it, calcium something, they put in big tires, forklift tires, stuff like that?
I've seen antifreeze, calcium chloride, water, I mean, anything that won't freeze.
I tell you, these local channels, you get 10 minutes of commercials and about 30 seconds of something else.
Our broadcast radio is the same way.
The 6 o'clock news last night, it's the same news this morning.
Sometimes, and I hear it, and a couple days later, I hear it again, and I go, well, they must not have nothing to report on.
Again, it's not looking very good. They've moved it to Saturday now and Sunday, but it's still not looking good. The high for the week is supposed to be tomorrow at 50 degrees.
All week, just about it, isn't it?
Much. It's usually taken out at the airport, which is quite a bit, usually a couple degrees warmer than where I'm at. And the high for the week is the 50 degrees Sunday. Tomorrow.
It's going to be a little bit chilly next week.
Too long, we'll have spring coming.
About 2 months away for me.
Through it. We'll help you through it, Patrick.
Coming down the mountain helps quite a bit because it's nice and warm down here.
Was it you that was talking about the fire trucks from Canada yesterday?
Something I saw online, and I saw that thing Patrick was talking about too. That something about Oregon. I guess all this is just fake stuff, but I guess.
All right, Sir Gall. Yeah, I did some research on that yesterday afterwards, and it's not exactly fake news. Factcheck.org and what was the other one? Snopes.com called it fake news, said it was not true. But they claimed it was not true, basically, if you read all their explanations, because they were not stopped for a smog test. They were stopped for safety checks and safety briefing. So, yes, they did get stopped and wasn't allowed to come in. But, you know, they had moved on by Friday of last week. Thing is, it wasn't completely false, and it wasn't completely true.
But no, you can't believe everything you see, but, you know, I just saw that. I forgot where I saw it online somewhere, and then I saw the thing that Patrick was talking about last night, something to do with Oregon also, so I don't know. So they were stopping them for something, didn't they? That's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, the fact checkers either. Especially the ones they had on Facebook, but they argued one little point of it, it wasn't 100% true, and called it a lie, or fake news. That's the way they do that.
Nowadays, I don't know, they say you can't believe your lying eyes, right?
Yes, sir. I haven't believed what I saw since I saw Forrest Gump shake hands with a dead president that had been dead for 30 years.
No one said that, that's right. So I don't say, I know, what do you, even fact checking, you do it the same way, so what do you believe?
I believe in the Lord and forget the rest of it.
That's exactly right, Jesus Christ, that's the way.
I'm trying to back into my parking spot, and we'll try to get you out here tomorrow. 7-3s, and y'all enjoy yourselves. God bless, gentlemen.
7-3, Jody, have a great day. And guys, I am here at my first stop. I'm going to be listening in the background and getting things set up. So if don't talk to you again, have a great day, and I'll talk to you throughout the day. KO4HKX.
7-3, everybody. I'm back in my parking spot, too, so I'm going to have to be gone. So everybody have a good day and be safe, and we'll catch you guys maybe in the morning. KN4TFW.
Everybody that bailed on us just then. So 73 to all you guys. Y'all be safe out there.
Jody and Ken, both of them. Jody, you and Ken, be careful out there and have a good day. Catch you guys maybe later on in the day. I forgot, and I turned the radio off yesterday and forgot to turn it back on. But 73's, y'all, N4AZE.
It's Friday. Yeah, I'm going to be I've got to clean this bedroom shack up today. I'm a day late. I did get my radio yesterday. FedEx finally delivered it.
Hey, man, now you get to use it today, right? Because you got to start parking stuff tomorrow. Get ready for the people coming in, right?
No, I can hit my nets tomorrow morning, too. But after that, they will be in sometime tomorrow afternoon. And it looks like we'll be stuck in the house from this weather thing.
It's a good thing or a bad thing, but, man, you make the best of it. How long are they going to be there?
I'm on Wednesday, but I guess that's going to depend on the snow. I'm not comfortable with my daughter driving on snow, since I don't think she's ever done that. And so may keep them up in the middle of the day until the temperature gets above freezing, if it even goes that high next week, and then let her go back. But we'll see. I'm told I'm be prepared to stay an extra day if they have to.
Family, you know, enjoy it while you can, right?
My wife now has that new health issue, going blind in her left eye. So they're all worried about that, too, so they can commiserate with each other. Maybe I'll slink off somewhere and hide.
Air control.
So Monday down to Spartanburg to a retina expert, and they're going to do some scanning, see if they can figure out why it happened, and is it preventable, is it reversible, that kind of stuff.
If it is.
And a lot of other people are, too. So we'll see. I mean, personally, I couldn't imagine going blind. And, you know, it's just nerve-wracking for me, and I'm sure it is for her. She's sitting around at times asking, why me? And I got no good answer for that.
Now, is it, she can still see out of it now, right?
She's completely blind in it. I mean, if you look at the eye, it looks normal. If you shine a light in it, it dilates, the pupil does, but she doesn't even see the light 3 inches from her face. It's just completely black in that eye, and it happened almost overnight.
Heard of that. Well, maybe they've got, maybe she'll get some good news. It's not over yet, right?
Now, we've heard everything that, you know, that happens sometimes to people that are developing MS. We've heard possibly a nerve blockage of some kind, or something went wrong with the optic nerve. Heard it may be blood clot in there on the blood supply to the eye. I don't really know. And at least with my daughter up here, we moved the doctor's visit up till Monday, so she would be here, because she's in the medical field, and you know, she understands. She can ask more intelligent questions than some old dumb hick like me.
They're the same way. They can ask all the good questions. But, oh, I'm looking at 85. Man, it is slammed with cars. How do those people drive in that?
Looking at it on TV somewhere, not in real life.
I'm looking at TV. They show the traffic report, and they give the minutes from what it's going to take to go from here to there. But, man, it's bumper to bumper. I don't see how they don't have wrecks all the time, all over the place on 85.
It's a piece of cake compared to 85 over by Charlotte. Went over there once, and it's like 4 or 5 lanes wide. It was like a giant parking lot, and they packed everybody in for a Super Bowl game or something in there. But they were all moving at 90 miles an hour. And so that's what really scared the heck out of me.
In Beach, back and forth, a good bit in the summer, a little bit in the winter. But, yeah, we do 26 to Newberry. We get off 26 as we can, then we take back roads in. But, man, just that road right there is scary to me.
I don't like the highways in South Carolina, at least 26 and 95. Once I hit Georgia, you know, it's not that long before I'm home. Don't go to the beach much, or haven't since we've been up here, because I've lived all my life about 15 miles from the beach, and I could go at the drop of a hat. So, don't have a whole lot of interest for me anymore.
Kind of the same. I can take it or leave it, you know, but the wife's always loved the beach, so we've always, even when we were dating, we were going back and forth to the beach, you know, and then I knew one day we'd wind up buying something down there, so, and the kids love it, you know.
And in 2001, the kids were still young. I think the oldest one was 11 years old at that time. And we bought a house with a pool, and so they got all the stuff from the pool. and didn't start doing beach stuff until they were teenagers and out on their, driving on their own.
Quick.
28th of this month will be 41 years that we've been married. And so, geez, it's hard to realize I got a kid that's 34 this year.
Marshall?
May of this year, I'll turn 69.
I think all you cats is young dudes, you know, just, you know, in your 40s and all. I don't stop to realize that some of them are, you're up close to me.
I've been around this hobby since I was a kid back in the 70s, and then finally got licensed back in, 2006. So that would have put me a little over, that would have put me exactly 50 years old then. So I was never one of these hams out here in their 40s.
And since you mentioned that, I'm thinking further back. Now, I don't ever hear any real young ones out there, you know, like, teenagers, 18 or something like that. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody that young in the radio.
Each Friday. I have, but, you know, I lived around a huge metropolitan area. It's got about 2 million people in it. Now, where I live's only got about 20,000 in it. So I've heard them. You don't see as much. I think the Internet and video games and all came along and took the electronic interest away from radios and stuff.
Probably right there, because, yeah, now there is one I've heard recently. I don't know how young this one is, but I would guess that teenager is a Christian. I don't know where Christian is, but sounds young to me.
Like 14 or 15. You could tell when he got on, but he was excited. He took some speaker wire and split it and made an antenna, and he's getting on the repeater down there and all that kind of stuff. So it's good to see some of them. And if you go to QRZ, sometimes they'll talk about some of the young ones. And QST used to do that too, but I haven't read that in a while.
I guess I'm not that good of a ham anymore. I don't mess with any of that now. I just use the radio for what we're doing here. I don't keep up with anything. They say I've got a QRZ page. I don't think I've ever been on it. I don't even remember getting on it. So, but I don't do any of that stuff. I should, but I don't. N4AZE. But they look each other up on QRZ. I hear most of them, I'm good on QRZ. And they'll say, you good on QRZ? I said, no, I'm not good on it.
Page, all it is the basic information QRZ provides with, you know, some information about you from the FCC and your address over there in Easley. Those aren't always accurate, though. And, but according to this, there have been 55,190 lookups of your call sign. But you can go over there and actually write out your own little, create your own little web page there with some pictures. You can add a picture of your shack or you in there or whatever, and tell everybody about your journey through ham radio.
Yeah, that. No pictures, anything like that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I guess it's just whatever they do it. How they do that, I don't know. I don't even know how to program a radio. I don't mess with any of that stuff, Marshall.
It's an appliance operator, huh?
That's it. I just use it as an appliance, just for fun and amusement.
If you like just rag chewing or talking like this, you really ought to get into HF. There are a lot, especially on 40 meters and 20 meters, of nets out there and rag chews and stuff like that. I mean, you would enjoy it over there.
I used to do that a lot, all the different bands, HF, and I still do it in the evening a little bit, a group in a while I'll go in there. I've got my shack in the basement of my house. It's all down there, and it's been there for 30-something years, so, yeah, I used to be in all the antenna stuff, and I've got a homebrew antenna I made that years ago that I still use. It's I use one wire for everything. It's resonant anywhere I want to, any frequency I want to go to.
I'd really like to hear more about that antenna sometime. And yeah, because antennas, I'm looking for something like that instead of having to spend all this money on antennas. I generally tend to build my own. I've got ideas of things I've picked up from people and come up with on my own. But so far, I haven't been lucky enough. I guess I got the room to put up a long wire out through there. I'd have to string it from tree to tree to keep it away from the deer.
What I had with mine was squirrels. I took it down because of squirrels. I've got to figure something out about that. This is motorized. It's a, I control it from inside the shack. It's a dipole, and I can take it from 1 foot on each side to wherever I want, all the way through 100 and something feet, you know. So, and I roll it in and out in increments. Like if I want 80 meters, I'll roll the wire out longer. It's balanced, and I've got a 1-to-1 current ballum on the bottom of it. So, but it works really good. I mean, if I want to. Never have a stand, you tune the stand wave dead flat. I mean, anywhere you go from 2 meters to 80 meters, anywhere in there.
I saw something like that the other day. I can't remember the name of it now. What's the name of this antenna, though? I'd like to try something like that.
It doesn't have a name. I've shared it with some people. This was 20-something years ago when I built this thing. And I just did it to see if it would work, and it did. So I've got a couple of them, but I never named it. I've shared it with a lot of people that said they were going to try to build one, and some of them may have.
Your day, though, like I said, some guy was selling those kind of antennas. Put them up, and then somehow or another he pulls it out, and then he'll pull it back in with the relays and little motors in the thing. I don't get exactly how that works from a mechanical standpoint, but it sounded like a good idea because you got the room, you can stretch it all the way out to like 130 feet or something and get into 80 meters, and then you can come right back and pull it back down to 10 if you need to. W4MKH for ID.
That's exactly what it is. It's I called it a roller, and I was surprised that it worked back then. I started using it, and it, the only problem with it is the squirrels are interested in it. I've got it on a tower attached to my building here, and somehow, once in a while, I'll go to use it and it won't work, and a squirrel has tried to get in that box, and they can't get in, so they chew the wire right there.
Expensive to build. Maybe you should build some of those as a hobby and sell them.
Do any of that. No, it's not expensive to build. It's the cabinets made on mine is made all out of wood. I did that for RF reasons. But it's not expensive at all. I don't have the time done with all that stuff. I've got some patents and things on things I've invented in the past, and it's too much trouble to deal with all that. There's the market's not there, you know, for something like this. It's, you know, you're looking at, what is there, a few million hams in the world, and if you figure even 1% were able to buy, they're just, it wouldn't even cover the R&D and everything, you know, to build something like that.
Roger that.
Relatively simple. I just use one motor, and it's not a stepper motor or anything like that, because I know guys were saying, oh, you got a stepper antenna. I said, no, I don't have a stepper antenna. And when I showed it to them, they said, okay, that's a whole different ball game. It is. Basically, all you're doing is rolling a wire in and out. I do it by numbers. I've got the Cat 5 cable I run underground to my shack, and I use a crank sensor, like on a car. It's a rising edge sensor. Anyway, it's a counter, magnetic. And I've got a box that I made with a numerical counter on it, and I do it by numbers. And if I want to go to 75 meter, I roll it out to number 60. 60 to 65, depending on the rain or whatever, is where it tunes. And if I want to go to 10 meters, it'll be down to 8 to 10 on the numerical. you can't see the antenna, so you got to know where it is at all times. So it's by numbers.
So you got a counter in there that displays in the shack, then, so you can know about where to put it for each one.
It's the motor I'm using turns 50 RPMs, and to go from let's say 3.600, that'll be the end of the phone. So if I go to from there to say 40 meters, say 3.300 at the end of that, it takes about 20 seconds to go from one to the other. You gotta wait on it, watch the numbers count down, and stop it right there. And typically the standing wave will be like 1.2 or 1.3, and you just touch the button a time or two and get it to zilch.
Interesting.
I mean, it really is. Just, there's no real high-tech anything or expensive. I use a lot of relays, you know, to switch the motor back and forth, because it's a 12-volt DC motor. And I was using a battery on the ground, a car battery, and I did away with that, and I used the little batteries you get at Batteries Plus. And I put a small battery up there, and I keep a wall wart plugged into that that goes through the Cat 5 cable, and it keeps that battery topped off.
PoE out there for it off the Ethernet cable, huh?
Two Ethernet cables. I buried some PVC, 2-inch PVC, and I run my coax through there in the Ethernet cables, and they run under the driveway all the way to the tower out there. And then they just go right up with the antenna up there. It's just a box. And it's got wire coming out each side of it. It looks like it's a dipole, basically. It's just you can roll it in and out.
Something like that. Like I said, I like experimenting and all. I've got plenty of trees out there to run it up, no tower, and then can run that up somewhere and run the coax out to that. I want something where I can have a bunch of antennas, but only like one long coax run going out to it. So I've either got to build something like what you're talking about, buy something like that, or buy a antenna switch, remote antenna switch to switch between them.
W4FCM.
N4880.
Yes, guys, just one quick call here. KD4FDI, W4FCM. W4FCM listening. Go back, read my book here.
Get in there with us.
Breakfast, get the blinds open. I just put around here, wait for my wife to wake up, and she does wake up. So it's a given. Just not what I do, W4FCM. I didn't realize how late it is. He has to go to work, so he gets up, listens. If it stays busy long, he said, "Dad, they were talking, so I went to work." But I catch him usually right before he goes, so he'll be on eventually here. W4FCM.
Pretty cool, you guys getting together in the morning talking.
He owns Cedar Landscaping and a pressure washing company, so he's plenty busy. And spring, he's just crazy busy, but his two children and wife live where I told you near Gary, California, U.S. All right, W4FCM, we just listen. He gets up. He will.
Business and everything. Yeah, they are showing some stuff on weather coming in, like they were talking about this weekend a little bit. Mostly up northern. I don't know that Greenville and Anderson is going to get rain, maybe, but it is showing some ice up there, Andersonville and Rutherfordton and all.
There are not a whole lot, but it's coming again. Just insanely cold here next week. We're talking about teams. So I wear a t-shirt one day, sweatshirt the next day, back and forth, W4FCM.
Spring, I've got an hour. I just can't stand winter anymore. I'm too cooped up. I love to be outside.
I like the garden. You're too young to have joint pain. You don't have arthritis. You look forward to the warmer weather. It'll come, W4FCM. Hey, you guys carry on. Didn't mean to take so much of your time.
There with us, Fred. Love to hear you in there. And then Patrick, I mean, where's Eddie?
Fred and his son, I guess it is, talking in there in the morning. It's kind of cool to hear one of them go off and they'll say, "Love you."
You're right. one Clemson at 85 around in that area. And now it's not packed. It's they're showing the times. Asheville 11 minutes, 6 minutes to Greenville. It looks like it's moving pretty good now. I stretch my legs a little bit, get out of this recliner. I've been riding in it since before 6. So I'm going to leave the radio on. If I may not hear it right away, but holler at me if you got nothing to do. I'm going to be floating around in and out of the shop. So I will catch you guys later on. Enjoyed it. Fred, hook up with your son. And Marshall, good to talk to you again. N4, AZE.
We're well in time here, and get ready and put on something warm today, maybe. Heavier jacket than usual. W4FCM.
AZE, W4MK, 73 there till you do. I'm going to be in and out of the shack today. Got to take the wife to a hair appointment later this afternoon, but I got to be cleaning this room up, getting it ready for the guests, so I'll be in and out too. Just holler sometime. W4MKH on the side.
N4, AZE.